curved bedpost cut off her circulation. Arms over her head, she stood beside the bed, her naked body stretched with her back pressed to the cold, hard wood. She didn't feel the crisp winter chill in the room from the open window anymore. Another small but effective means to torment and degrade her. Numb from the inside out, she stood before her captor, indifferent to whatever he did next. After all this time, what did it matter? Every escape attempt futile and foiled. Every plea for mercy unheeded. Every day, another day of torture to endure. She didn't know how long she'd been here. The days and nights blurred into one big, never-ending nightmare. She stopped wondering if anyone was looking for her, or even cared that she disappeared. She didn't think about the life she'd lost back in L.A. She didn't dream of her future, or regret all the might-have-beens that would probably never be. She endured each and every day with only one thought in mind: survive. Some days, like today, she didn't know why she bothered. Last night, she'd made a mistake, miscalculated her captor's tenuous hold on sanity. Or maybe more accurately, his need to inflict pain and have his fantasy play out just so. It had to be flawless, the illusion only he saw in his mind but expected.